Collins spokeswoman Sarah Minkel says it's all a partisan witch hunt, and he followed all of the rules on his personal investments in the Australian firm Innate Immunotherapeutics. He persuaded a number of his colleagues, including former Congressman Tom Price, to invest in the company. As part of his confirmation process to be Secretary of Health and Human Services, Price had to sell his stock in the company, and the stock price tumbled shortly after. Public Citizen government affairs lobbyist Craig Holman was among those who filed the ethics complaint, citing the Stock Act.
That made it very clear that insider trading is also illegal for members of Congress. And so this looked like it could have been insider trading. Of course, I could not have had enough information to say that, but there was enough evidence to file a complaint to ask the ethics committees and the Securities and Exchange Commission to take a good look.
Holman says there were indications of insider trading since Collins is on the company board. He says the move from the independent office to the ethics committee is very significant because few complaints make that move. In 45 days, the committee has to say what it's doing and release the referral report to the public. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.